This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every January, we tell ourselves this will be the year we change and eat better, move more, sleep earlier, feel healthier. Whoever put the chocolates out there at reception, you just ruined another New Year's resolution for me, but thank you. Well, new research suggests most of us don't even make it past January. We often blame ourselves when it falls apart. So what's really going on, and are we setting ourselves up to fail from the beginning? Well, joining me is nutritionist Michaela Sparrow. Michaela, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
When you see research showing most resolutions don't last past January, what stands out to you? Is it about motivation or is there something deeper going on?
Look, it's quite interesting. I think there's a few factors happening, right? And so there's that research from MyFitnessPal that did find that more than 70% of Aussies didn't actually stick to their New Year's resolution past January last year. And about 20% actually break their New Year's resolutions altogether in the first week, which is, you know, I mean, maybe not surprising. And I think there's a few things that are going on there.
but it's interesting. Like, I just walked past, I went out to fill out my water bottle, thought I'd be healthy. You know, I rode to work today and there's a box of chocolates at reception. I ate two of them without even thinking. And then, you know, I could feel my mind going, oh, I've just blown my resolution. We punish ourselves, don't we?
Yeah. And I think what happens is, you know, a lot of us kind of create resolutions or come up with these resolutions based on our ideal life, not our real life. Oh, so they're not realistic. And there's a lot of that really all or nothing thinking that goes into it. So for instance, if your goal was like, I don't want to eat any sugar this year, I'm going to cut out sugar. Then you eat those two chocolates, you feel really guilty and you're like, you know what? I've already ruined it. I'm not going to bother keep going. You know, I'm going to give up and that's the end of it. Whereas if we kind of shift that mindset around, rather than trying to be perfect, being realistic and a bit gentle with ourselves.
So don't go and get the kilo of sugar and eat that just yet. There's still hope.
There's absolutely still hope. There's not, you know, a couple of chockies is not going to ruin anything.
Now, many people, including myself, we repeat the same resolution year after year. What does that tell us about the way we're setting our goals?
Yeah, well, that research from MyFitnessPal showed that over half of Aussies have repeated the same resolution. And I think it does point to those unrealistic goals being set and giving up when it's not perfect. And then you're like, you know what, I'm going to wait till next year and then I'm going to try that again. And it's not, we need to kind of come at these resolutions and goals in smaller bite size, kind of easier things to accomplish that build up to a bigger goal over time.
Why is it these goals? Why is it that they always seem to start with a restriction, don't they? Like we're cutting foods, we're removing joy in some way instead of adding some sort of supportive thing. Why do we do that? Because to me that makes it harder, but we all do it.
I think because we get a lot of motivation initially from the guilt and shame that we might feel around certain things, right? Mm. So we feel like we need to punish ourselves by completely restricting things because we've been bad, you know, that mindset of we've been bad. So I'm going to punish myself. I'm going to cut this thing out completely because I don't deserve it anymore. And obviously punishing ourselves doesn't work. People don't respond to punishment from anyone, ourselves or others, long term.
This SMS came in from Beck in Footscray saying, gym four times a week sounded great on January 1, first workday back today, and I'm exhausted. What should Beck do in that case?
Well, I would look at it and go, sitting down and looking at your life, right? Like how busy you are, how much time do you really have? And being realistic, like, am I really tired when I get home from work? So maybe why don't I start off with a smaller goal and I'm just going to try and get to the gym once a week.
Yeah, okay.
And it doesn't matter what day it is. And then, you know, you start doing that. That becomes when you don't, you know, you can achieve that every week. You feel really proud of yourself. Mm. You're going to feel more motivated and then you're going to have a bit more energy and have a bit more time to go, you know, in a few weeks' time, maybe I'll go twice a week and kind of building on those things rather than all of it at once.
If you've just joined us, we're chatting with nutritionist Michaela Sparrow about why so many New Year's resolutions don't last and how to think differently about building habits that do stick. Joydrive family, be honest, have your New Year's goals already slipped or are you still going strong? 0427 569 949. Michaela, how damaging is that mindset? Like, you know, let's use the chocolate example where you go, oh my goodness, I feel guilty now. How damaging is that when we're trying to build some long-term change in our life?
Look, it is a really common damaging self-sabotaging behavior, right? Because it is, it's you're getting that guilt around that thing and people end up in that cycle. So especially when it comes to nutrition, right? Or health or anything to do with our bodies, you know, we get stuck, we self-sabotage, we're not perfect. So then we feel like a failure and we end up in a cycle over and over again. We wait till, you know what, I'm not going to be busy in 4 weeks time, so I'll start again then. And then something happens in life, we have a stressful day, you know, you're like, you know what, I didn't have time to cook, I'm just going to order some takeaway, or I get a little chocky on the way home because it was a bad day. Then we feel guilty and the process starts all over again, and we never quite get to where we want to be. In looking at it, we need to look at both long-term goals and short-term goals.
And you're right, two chocolates, like I could have eaten the whole box, but I didn't. I only ate two.
Yeah. Yeah. and totally. And you know what? Even if you had eaten that whole box, you could have gone, okay, that I did that today. That's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm going to get up tomorrow and we're just restarting the day and we're just going to try our best each day. And, you know, this is something I tell my clients all the time. Like, you are going to fall off the wagon. Mm. You're going to fall off the wagon multiple times. The key is to just make the ons longer than the off.
Oh, I love that. So the on's longer than the off. So you can still have some offs.
Yeah.
But make the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great way to look at it.
And then it's like, okay, I don't feel as guilty. And it's, you know, a lot of our relationship with nutrition and food and all these things, you know, stem from decades, right, for adults. So it doesn't, you don't change your mindset overnight. So it's slowly retraining your brain. Like, okay, that's okay. I was on for 5 days and off for 2 days. And then I was on for 7 days and off for 1 day. And then some weeks you're going to be off a little bit longer. You know, when I go on a holiday, it's going to be an off week. It's going to be what I call a 20% week. You know, I'm going to enjoy everything. I'm not going to feel guilty. And I'm going to come back and I'm just going to get back on my 80% that I call it.
Because Sam in Collingwood said, I said I'd cook every night, ordered takeaway last night because I couldn't deal with it. So that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can look at things like, well, the obstacles of change, right? Like what stops me from making these changes that I want to make? So, yep, I get home from work, I'm too tired, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Maybe then you look at, you know, that's probably going to happen, right? That's happened before with you. So then you go, well, I'm going to meal prep some healthier meals and keep them in the freezer as my emergency backup plan. So when I get home from work, all I have to do is whip it out of the freezer and chuck it in the microwave. There's no dishes to be done. And, you know, I'm not spending a fortune on takeaway. And I know I'm putting something that's a bit healthier in my body.
You know what I love about that is there's nothing worse than if you haven't done any preparation, you get hungry, you can't be bothered cooking, you open your fridge, your pantry, whatever, there's nothing there but crap and you eat it. Because you think that's all there is. What a great idea.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're really simple things, right? You know, and that can be something. It's like, okay, well, I'm cooking dinner tonight, but I'm going to make sure that I cook extras that are leftovers and they go straight in the freezer. And there's always a backup plan there. So just identifying those obstacles that stop you, you know, making a list. We all have them. It can be a little bit hard to kind of, I guess, reflect on some of our obstacles as well, but we can make a plan around that. And it just takes the edge off life, and we do not have to be perfect with this. I'm not perfect at all. I haven't been perfect. I've been living on, well, it's done now, unfortunately, but I've been living on trifles, you know, for the week after Christmas, my special treat. And I don't feel guilty one bit because I know I can just get back on and get back to regular life.
Michaela, before we let you go, I made a Mary Berry a trifle over the Christmas period, and it was so yummy. We made two of them. Yum. I reckon I ate half of it myself, but everyone loved it. But they didn't need as much as me.
It is the best dessert.
Oh, and it's only one. You only have it this time of year. Thanks for chatting with us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was nutritionist Michaela Sparrow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.